big profits. And I got to tell you know, we pioneered this kind of thing, and then everyone and their dog has kind of followed it, or tried to follow it. But I'm going to show you some things today that I think you're going to find rather unique and rather encouraging for you. Okay, some people have got my books and all that kind of thing. Well, I'm going to just make sure you have a pen and paper with this one, because you're going to want it, need it. But what I'm going to do here for you is simplify the trading conundrum for you as well. So very exciting to be here and show you what I got. And David, I'm excited to show you too. I know you're watching. So this is me. I'm the founder of Wise Traders. I'm also setting up my own hedge fund. I'm the author of several books that you've met. Well, some of you have already read Options Made Easy, The Bible of Option Strategies. I'm also the owner and creator of a US patented indicator, which uses options activity to analyze stocks. We'll go into that. And also I've had blue chip clients over the years, including exchanges like New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, and the International Securities Exchange. So I think, and I hope that you realize that you are in good hands here today. Quick disclaimer, because we've got to do these kind of things. Stocks and options tradings may have large rewards, but potential risk. Don't trade with money you can't afford to lose. Past performance, etc., or not necessarily indicative of future results. Any stocks that we may mention that may look interesting are not to be construed as specific advisory recommendations, just looking at the methodology here. And then testimonials and trade examples are quoted in good faith, as received from our members, may not be typical for all users. Now we got that out of the way, let's get on with it. So this session is all about, really the main point is to say that I would imagine that many of you who are trying to trade options probably still lack some confidence in picking stock. Just raise your hand if that could be you. Because if you can't pick stocks with confidence, then really options is not the place to be just yet. Let's get good at picking stocks first. Give me a wave if you might agree with that. So the way that we're going to approach this today is, first of all, I'm going to give you a quick tutorial outlining our approach, things that hopefully may resonate with you. And then we'll do some practicals, go into the software, and we'll go and find some stocks and look at some stocks as well. So hopefully that's good with you. Have it make it fun. Now, there's a trader's rite of passage, and these are the kind of woes that traders go through. They feel locked out of the game. They don't think they've got enough capital. Again, if this is you, raise your hand, nod, scream, whatever you want. If only you'd started a few years ago, by now you could have made lots of dollars. Options surely must be difficult. No, they don't have to be. To grow an account needs frantic activity and extra risk. It has to be a roller coaster of emotions and the performance. So this is a sort of trader's rites of passage. These are the sort of things we hear from people before they get to know us. Now, the reality is that you can be included no matter what your age. In fact, we have members in their 80s and they're still going strong. Options must surely be difficult. No, options can be made rather simple and safe at the same time. In fact, I wrote the book, Options Made Easy. To grow an account fast, here's the golden rule. Less is more. I'll show you why, I'll show you how. And does it have to be a roller coaster? No, in fact, it can be exciting, it can be fun, but doesn't have to be a roller coaster. So by the end of this session, you'll understand that there is a simple system to pick stocks safely and to use them for options as well. It's the same system that other successful traders have learned from and do right now. We can go bullish and bearish. We'll focus on bullish today. Be calm. Just be calm. You're going to see how and why you can be in the next few minutes. And being calm, being steady, will lead to much better results, much better consistency, and much better fun with this journey as well. And ultimately, as sophisticated as we can be, keep it simple. That's the big message here. Specialized in the simplest strategy for optimal results. If you're doing eight-legged options strategies, you're probably not knowing what you're doing. Okay. Now, ultimately, what we say in our membership is, don't be a headless chicken, be a lion. A lot of watching, not watching ticks, you know, on the screen, but just observing, knowing which stocks might be ready to pop. You're going to see a lot of them in the next few minutes, not just chasing after any stock that moves. Okay, very important distinction. If you're a headless chicken, give me a wave. All right, so the Wise Trader system is in three parts. First of all is market timing. Market timing is all about A, avoiding treacherous, volatile, unpredictable scenarios, or are scenarios where you're looking to buy in overbought market. And then B is acting during high probability times with high probability stocks as well. Stock selection is the next master key. So we have three master keys. Market timing is one master key. Stock selection is the second master key. And for this, we're looking to follow big money. I'll get into that in a bit longer. And then the third master key is the trade plan, how to manage your risk. And again, it needs to be simple. If it's not simple, people aren't going to do it. People aren't going to understand it. So it has to be simple. All these steps have to be simple, understandable, and based in logic. Now, this is what we're not. We are not into conspiracies. We are not into having opinions. There's that wonderful expression here. Opinions are like dot, dot, dot. Everyone has one and everyone thinks they don't stink. Great expression. And also no dramas, no conspiracy, no opinions, no dramas. I hope that that's okay with you. Here's what it is about. Focus. Lots and lots of focus on doing one thing very, very well. Specializing, because people who specialize make more money. Now, there will be a link by the end. We have a waiting list. Who want to get on that? We have a waiting list. Go to this link. It's a temporary link, bit.ly/VIP waiting. bit.ly/VIP waiting. David will put that in. We don't need to put the HT. Okay. So this is the Wise Trade System. A very quick note on market timing. Do you think that if you could be right more than wrong on market timing, then that might be helpful with your stock selection? Well, you'd probably be right. So these arrows denote calls I made on the market with my week for my members. And as you can see, just by eye, by and large, we got it right nearly every time. That was up to May of this year. And then beyond May of this year, this is what we've done. Very few false moves in that. And while the markets have been overbought in the last couple of months, or certainly a few weeks, we've still been bullish on it, at least up to last week. Now, this one, we might change quite soon once earnings is done or near the end of it. But that's not so bad, is it? Just give me a wave again. If that looks to you like being, that's pretty impressive. Well, it should be, because it's good. And market timing is the thing that everyone says you can't do, but we do a pretty good job of it. So be aware of market timing. It's important. But we're going to focus tonight more on stock selection than I can add. Four-step trade plan, which even by itself is something that could change your trading fortunes even on its own. But let's focus on stock selection, because that's the sexy bit. That's the thing that people like to do. Now, what we do is we follow big money. And I'm going to go through all of these, what we call big money footprints, in the next few moments. So you get to see what we're doing. And there's a logic to what we do. We don't go into hocus pocus, magical numbers, those kind of things. We don't do any of that. What we do focus on is these big money footprints. And we can literally press a button, like this, to find them. Now, why and what are big money footprints? Well, elite investors are trading with a lot of money every day, literally billions of dollars, and they can leave a trail, but that trail is invisible to pretty much everyone. Now, if you can get on it, though, if you can get on that trail, then it's going to lead you to be more consistent. It's going to lead you to remove guesswork, eliminate overwhelm, and save time, a lot of time. So it eliminates all that, and it helps you with that as well. So big money footprint number one is all about big money. And what we mean by this is recent volume acceleration. Now, what I mean by that as well is if the stock price has been rising and volume bars are green, then I want to see a big spiky kind of volume situation. If the stock's going down, and volume bars are obviously associated red, then I want to see bigger, taller bars there. Very simple concept. But what we're looking at is potential accumulation on the upside, potential distribution on the downside. And that has a direct effect on demand and supply. So if you look at Sarepta here, you can see that big footprint there, number one. And you can see that before the stock makes its big move, before that, you can see that big volume is coming to play. The stock is moving up and it's producing some big weighty volume, but that's only the beginning. It goes all the way and further and further. So again, wave if you can see that. So that's pretty cool. Also, just to note that earnings can often be a catalyst for big moves, not just at earnings, but also subsequent to earnings. It's called earnings drift. That's another thing we do. So recent volume acceleration. And what happens with this is that if people are indeed accumulating, then although the share float is saying the same to the outside world, if people are indeed hoarding shares, then there are potentially less shares available in reality, not on the share float, but in reality. That's why the share price moves. So big money footprint number two is aggression. And what I mean by this is a big move in the stock, preferably followed by a sideways move or a consolidation. Now, why is this important? Because lots of people are watching, particularly if it happens over earnings. If that move happens over earnings, people are watching. Alerts are flashing all over trading desks all over the world. And when people are watching, that gives you the possibility of excess activity in terms of buying or selling, supply demand shift. So with Sarepta again, look what we have here with big money footprint number two. Along with the big volume, we got a big move. That's interesting, isn't it? So we got that big move. So big money footprint number two is activated. The price surge has happened. So big money footprint number three is all about eyeballs again, but a slightly different way. This is where a key level is what we call it, has been crossed and it stays crossed. So the red line here is the 200-day moving average and it gets crossed. Now, who made that famous? Paul Tudor Jones, the famous multi-billion dollar hedge fund manager, doesn't buy a stock unless it's above its 200-day moving average, he says. Interesting, because guess what happens? It becomes, you know, one of those things that it's one of those, self-prophesizing or whatever you call it, things where people are now having their alarms set at 200-day moving averages, 50-day moving averages, etc. And so there's nothing special about it. It's just that lots of people are looking at it for those reasons. And when a stock does cross and hold, it could be interesting, could form support or resistance. So again, with Sarepta, you've got the big volume, you've got the big move, and it's crossed and held this line, the 50-day moving average in this case, which is nice. And indeed, it goes sideways afterwards, once and twice, even a third time. So that qualifies again for that one. Pretty cool. So now we get on to big money footprint number four. Now, this is all about the concept of scarce information. Now, one form of scarce information is insider trading. We're not talking about that. We're talking about something that is legit. Now, if you have scarce information in businesses, that can lead to repeatable profits. In trading, that can also lead to repeatable profits, but it can also lead to a repeatable methodology. Take a diamond dealer. A diamond dealer has the scarce information of knowing about diamonds, whereas people like us, we kind of just buy diamonds sometimes. So they know all about the cut, the clarity, the color, the carat, the source. Not that many poor diamond dealers out there. Now, if you want to talk about real scarce information and how that can be leveraged, look no further than Coca-Cola with their secret formula. That is scarce information. There might even be better flavors out there, but theirs is the one that's so scarce, and theirs is the one that has created a multi-billion dollar empire, as has the secret recipe, scarce information of KFC. So ultimately, what if we could have some scarce information? What if we in the stock market could take advantage of scarce information? Well, that's what you want, because that's going to lead to repeatable methodology and hopefully repeatable profits as well. Now, what we do at Wise Traders is we use options data to analyze stocks. And we're not looking like everyone else is for unusual activity because there's not really any basis. What we are looking for, and we're looking for it in stocks, is what might be likely position building. Now, think about it. If it's position building activity, that has a knock-on effect. I'll show you what happens, and it has an effect on supply and demand. So elite investors may use options to build up large positions over time. But identifying that position activity with options is very complex. It's misunderstood, and most attempts do not work. But if you can identify likely options position building activity, then by definition, you're using scarce information. And if you're using scarce information, you may well have an edge. That's what we do. So let me explain why using options data to analyze stocks makes so much sense. First of all, let's talk about bullish. When there's excess bullish activity and bullish options position building specifically, that may require the market maker who sold calls to call buyers to cover their short position. Now, how do you cover a short position as a market maker? Well, that short call position, before they cover it, is expose them to potentially unlimited risk if the stock price rising, because they're going to have to deliver stock to the call buyer at a lower strike price. That's not good for them. So how do they cover it? Well, they cover it either by buying calls themselves, which is increasing demand for that, and then someone else is going to have the unlimited risk of selling those calls, Or they buy the underlying stock itself to cover their short call position. And what that does is it causes an undetectable short squeeze effect that no one can see. Really, really interesting. If you could see that, how valuable that'd be. Now, on the bearish side, it's exactly the opposite. Excess bearish options position building, as in position building to the bearish side, may require the market maker who sold puts to put buyers to cover their short position. What does that mean? Well, the market maker's short put position means they're exposed to potentially unlimited risk if the stock price keeps on falling, because they could have to buy stock at a higher price to the put buyer. That's not very good either. So they cover either by buying more puts, which could put downward pressure further on the stock, or by shorting the underlying stock to cover their short position. Again, potentially putting more downward pressure on the stock. So you see how these things can potentially escalate. Now, the options volatility indicator, or OVI for short, is a simple line that measures what options traders are doing, particularly reflecting the trading activity that is more likely to reflect professional sentiment and potential position building activity. You begin to see how a simple line that goes from -1 to +1 might be helpful in giving you scarce information. Now, the OVI is scarce information for a couple of reasons. Number one is very few people have it, literally measured in the hundreds, when there are literally tens of millions of traders in the stock market. And number two, it has a US patent. There it is. And there's my name, by the way, as well. And this patent is on the display of this. So it's a defined, by definition, scarce information. Now, that's all very well, but is it actually any good? Well, the only way to test it is actually not through discretionary trading, but actually through quantitative method. So no matter how much we've run it with real money, in sample, out of sample, bullish, bearish, market conditions, the OVI portfolios have outperformed the benchmarks over the long term. And you can see this because here is the blue line, which is OVI, and here is the benchmark, the S&P down there. And it's about 11x over time with no leverage since 2005. Pretty good. And this is why OVI-based portfolios are now being used by professional money managers to manage client funds. It's also the base of my hedge fund that I'm launching as well. So it has a proper quantitative basis, which can be translated to discretionary trading as well. So big money footprint number four is, of course, the OVI, scarce information. And of course, with Sarepta, as you saw earlier, you got the volume, you got the move, you got the key levels, you got the consolidation, all that. Well, now you've also got OVI as well, the hidden information, the hidden scarce information that no one else can see. And of course, this is why this stock had so much going for it. But that's actually even more, because there's actually a fifth big money footprint in here as well. And this is another thing that no one else does. No one else can do. We've got the algorithm. And this is what we call shrinking retracement. It's what we call evidence of one side buyers overrunning the other sellers, or vice versa for bearish situations. Now, in Sarepta's case, it was a bullish situation. So what we had was one down move here. Okay, so that's gone from 90 down to 65, about 30% move down, followed by a second one here. Now, can you see that the second move down is much smaller than the first move down? Well, yes, you can. There's even a third move down as well. Now, what's happening here, in amongst the other things happening here, is that sellers are starting to get overpowered by buyers. You can see it. It's looking you in the face. It's not a cup and handle. It's not a head and shoulders, although people might say it is. It's actually shrinking retracements. And the evidence of other things going on here as well is showing you that buyers are beginning to take over, or that's the likelihood. And that's the logic that we go with. And obviously, we can find those things. So that's shrinking retracements. Incredibly difficult to find, but fun enough, we can find them. Now, the sixth big money footprint is potentially consolidations, flags, those kind of things. We typically use consolidations for trade management, so you can set your entry and exit points and control your trade. But when there are other big money footprints as well in evidence, then this consolidation also can itself be a big money footprint, particularly when it's accompanied by volume that is shrinking as well, because it basically means that as the stock goes sideways or against the main trend, there's no real enthusiasm for that little mini retracement or that mini consolidation. And then once demand starts to pick up again, there's not really going to be any resistance in the way, and this thing can then go back up. Again, think of a chart by way of buyers and sellers the way we do, rather than just lines and squiggles and all kind of nonsense. Think of it as like anthropomorphized, as a human interaction. And then you'll get a lot further. You'll be able to see what's going on. So if we look at price and volume consolidations, well, that's it with Sarepta there. So now you have all the big money footprints in evidence. And by the way, these ones here went along with volume shrinking as the stock went sideways. Stock goes sideways, volume shrank in a big way, which is what you want. So what next? Well, get my mouse back. All the big money footprints of Sarepta were pretty much there. Now, you're not always going to get that, but you got the big volume, you got the big move, you got the cross and hold of the key levels, the 50 and the 200 in this case. You got the OVI, you've got the shrinking retracements, pretty nice, and you've even got consolidations as well. Now, you're not going to get that all the time, but you want enough. So here are the six big money footprints. Volume, big move, cross and hold of key levels, OVI, shrinking retracements, consolidations, full house there. Now, you're not always going to get that. But here's the optimal combo for bullish. Obvious positive OVI, key level broken to upside, bullish volume pocket or acceleration, recent thrust up, shrinking downward retracements, consolidations or sideways movement, and not overbought. That's another concept I'll tell you about another time. Bearish, the exact opposite, of course. The exact opposite. Now you've got a logical blueprint to follow. The key is, though, can you find these stocks? Well, now is the time for us to go to a demo. So we're going to go into a demo and I'm going to find where to go. So I'm going to now show you a few stocks which have exhibited big money footprints and have done something about them. Okay, so here's a charting application. This is our Wise Traders platform. It's very cool. There's some really cool things in it, including pattern recognition, big money footprint recognition, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if you look at Apple, I'm going to be very quick about this. In the chart, you can see it's ever so simple. I've got two moving averages. I've got my OVI, the patented OVI, volume and implied volatility. I'm going to show you why in a minute when we come to options. Now, with Apple, you can see quite clearly that Apple changed its behavior in terms of its OVI around January. And guess what? It's been blue ever since, it's been up ever since, and it correlates five stars with its own OVI, meaning it's quite reliable with its own OVI. Pretty cool. Let's move forward to another one, AbbVie. Now with AbbVie, I mentioned this to my list, to my members, back in July, well, actually, just literally July the 22nd in my latest review. July the 22nd is here. When 20th, and I say if it goes sideways and pops, that could be good. It's gone sideways and popped. Pretty nice in that situation. So that's just showing you that we can find these things and they look pretty good. But I'm going to show you some nicer ones. But this is Abbott, which has popped. Abbott Labs, I've been saying was interesting since June, this 24th, and ever since. These are my market reviews. I actually jot them down so we can see what I did. And you can see it's got shrinking retracements as well. That's nice. You can see the OVI was largely positive. You can see it's consolidating now with shrinking volume. So you see these kind of situations going on. But Abbott has already popped. It already did what it was supposed to do, might do more. ADP, this one was mentioned on the 15th of July and the 22nd. Well, let's have a look at where the 15th of July was. It was around here where it was consolidating, right here. And what has it done to 230 to 250 since that time? Look at the big money footprints there. Pretty cool. In a moment, I'm going to show you how you find this one. This is Alibaba, which could be interesting right now. Could be, because it's exhibiting quite a lot of things, even shrinking retracements, etc. OVI, bit of volume, consolidation. There's a lot of things going on here that could be interesting if it breaks out. That's part of the trading plan. This is Comcast. Comcast, I had highlighted everyone on the 8th of July, on the 15th of July, moving forward ever since then. Well, let's have a look at what's going on since then. 42 up to 46 since then. You can see the big money footprints there in evidence. Then there's CNC, Centene. This one might just start to get interesting, well, around now. It's consolidating. There's your pattern recognition there. The flag could start to get interesting. There's a change here. might be. Again, it has to break out. It's not a recommendation. CVS is another one that might start to get interest. It's, you know, looks like it's going sideways. OVI seems to be changing. It's crossed and held the key level. Something might be going on there. Again, not a recommendation. Now, the Dow, lots of conspiracy theorists go, oh, it's going down, it's going down. But we looked at something else. We saw that it had shrinking retracements. We saw it was bouncing off key levels. We saw that it was some juice in that. Now, I want to show you something else. Look at this figure here. That's the implied volatility, the DIA. You don't have to get it very right to get some huge leverage. Even deep in the money options will give you 7x leverage. Deep in the money, lots of liquidity. Don't make things complicated. You just buy the calls. It's not a difficult thing to do. Okay? And you can be very fussy with these things as well. GH, this Guardian Health. We had Guardian Health all the way back here. Earnings, the catalyst, sideways, OVI, lots of nice things. You can see it. We had it in May the 20th as well. So all in this area here, and it's gone up since that time. So you can see that this is Hess, the oil company. I hope this is interesting, more than just a PowerPoint, right? With Hess, with this one, we just said, well, actually, this could be interesting, and was here, and it's gone up a few bucks in the last few days. Had it on the 22nd, there, 22nd, which is here, okay? That's the weekend. The weekend started after the 21st. So we had it, and it's popped since that time. Hemerick & Payne, another oil kind of company. Look at this one. We started talking about this one in the middle of June, okay? And again in July. So here we talked about it, but also in here we talked about it as well. It's done what it should do. This is InMed. I want to show you a powerful one here. This is really cool. You by now should be able to see shrinking retracements there and there. And guess what? What's happening here and here and here? It looks interesting, and it's gone nutty since that time. Leidos, another stock that we've had since the beginning of the month, around here, drifted up. Now, it's not huge, but again, quite low volatility, which means high leverage. So we're able to find these things. I'm going to show you how in a minute. Netflix, have a look at this. So Netflix also has shrinking retracements. Well, how could that be? Well, let's have a look. If you look at this, go to the nine-month chart, you go, whoops, whoops. Oh, yeah, nice. It does. And then just look at that. That's proper OVI stuff, quite cheap options as well. Done what it was supposed to do. So these, again, we're not being wise after the event. This is one that we picked out recently, okay? So we picked this out in the middle of June. And then in July, beginning of July is here. And look what happened, almost doubled in just a few days. Not saying you get this right all the time. Overstock, I was particularly proud of recently because I said this stock can go nuts. Make sure you're watching. This is on the 24th of June, right in here. I said it could go nuts. It went nuts. So again, look at all the volume. Look at the OVI. The big money footprints are in evidence, and shrinking retracements as well. By the way, such powerful situations here that we're able to pick out and no one else can. Palantir, interesting one as well. Where's that one been so good? Well, earnings, pop, OVI, volume, look, it's there, perfect. And it went nuts after that, almost doubling since then. We're looking for the same thing over and over again. We just want the nice and tidy ones. Schlumberger, recently, I was in a panel, people are going, oh no, the oil's going down, oil's going down. I go, well, from what I can, I'm not so sure that's the case. That was on middle of June and the beginning of July. And I actually thought, yeah, that's actually pretty good. Right here, bounce, you know, nice 14-15%. Voya, another financial company, rather, in this particular case. I could see the moves going down. Again, the pattern recognition, we can find these things. And then since here, had a couple of bucks in the last few days and since the beginning of the month here with this breakout from here. So I'm just showing you these ones that are recent that you can see that I've picked out for my guys. WestRock, another financial one. Interesting one, right? So pick that out on the 8th of July, and again on the 15th, again on the 22nd. But look what's happening around here. Do you see? It's all big money footprint, shrinking retracements as well. Bang, bang, bang. We're finding these things, and we're just keeping it simple. No conspiracy theories, nothing like that. And then XLV, I'm showing this one for a particular reason. This is healthcare. and looks potentially interesting. Again, we need the trade plan to work for us. But again, we got shrinking retracement. There could be something going on here. There's the consolidation happening as we speak. Couple of big money footprints in there as we speak. So that's just to show you something that, like, okay, we can find these things. Give me a wave if you can, and we put something in the chat. Can someone, you can all see what's on my screen, can you? Have we got a problem? Ed says you can't see my screen. Just give me a wave that you can see my screen. I'm hoping you can. Okay, you can. Good. Because someone said no screen. I'm thinking, what's going on? Okay. So now you want to say, Guy, all right, show off. How do you find these? We go to what we call our TradeFinder VIP. Now, in here, I have already curated a bunch of what we call fast filter combinations, where we look for combinations of these big money footprints. And every day churns out a number, and it actually gives you the number as well. It shows you which big money footprints are actually live with this particular filter set. And you can choose whichever ones you want, and you can even choose your own. You can make up your own. I'm not going to go into big detail on that one. Now, I did one today. Now, that's why it's got zero in it. It doesn't have zero. It's just I did today specially for you, okay? It's actually got five. So I did a filter set, and I wanted to bull flags, bull flag consolidation, and shrinking retracements, and OVI. So I click on this, literally this magnifying glass, and it's going to find a number of them for me. It's found five just today. Now, these are tight filters I've got in here. When I put these filters on, I've really strained my universe quite considerably in that one. These are the actual filters preloaded that it's done. So it's only given me five. Now, obviously, I can use other combinations to get more if I want, but I want quality. I don't want not. So all I have to do is click on a chart, and it'll pops out the chart of five. And here they all are. Okay. Now, I've actually already popped this one in a different window. So I'm going to go and open a different window where these five are. And so let's have a look. ABCL, I don't know what they are. They're a biotech and a company, but you can see why it might have been picked out. So it's been picked out because of this. Actually, it's got retracement as well, which is that and that. Really difficult to find these, but we do find them. And so I've got this kind of thing going on here that maybe, just maybe, something might be going on here. Maybe. There's a few other things, you know, we're not the home and dry yet. You can see how nice it is. I don't have to deal with market nonsense. This is Baxter. Now, what's happened to Baxter is that Baxter has actually been in my list for some time. If you look at this, you'll see that I've had Baxter since the beginning of the month. And indeed, it did exactly what it's meant to do. It broke out from 46 to 50. That's what, 8% in, you know, just a few days. Now, today, it's gone. But this is where the trade plan comes in, because our trade plan has an entry, has a stop loss, and it has a profit. We call it profit P1 and profit P2. It hit profit P1. After you hit profit P1, you can't lose anymore. So even though this bar has been rather nasty today, it's not going to affect our trade because we're out. This is the stop loss there, except for it's not a loss, it's a profit. And we've already banked profit in around there in any case, at a modest profit. Also, with this particular stock, it's quite cheap with the options as well. So low implied volatility. So that was Baxter. BHC, let's see if this one's any good. BHC, not sure, but does it show the things it's meant to show? Well, it's got OVI, it's got a big money bias to the bullish side. There's your shrinking retracements. Not very liquid for my liking, but you know, you see the basic pattern. You can see the consolidation, okay? And different days are going to give you different quality. You're not going to get brilliant ones every single day with every single filter, but you will, you know, it depends on how hard you work. But this is Lion Electrical. Again, you can see the consolidation, see the volume pop there, and see the OVI.
Hey, Guy, yep. Sorry to interrupt you, but on my side, it's like the screen is updating, like, I don't know, like 10, 20 seconds behind what you're talking about. Is anyone else seeing that? Like you'll switch to a different stock and it won't update for like 10, 15 seconds.
If someone could...
Are you using like a really high resolution screen?
Yeah, Oleg is saying it's in time. Ed's saying Ed doesn't see any screen, but that's Ed, I think. Okay from here. So I think different people are having different experiences, David.
Okay. All right. Maybe it's just me. Okay.
It's, well, I can say so. A-OK in time, good here, OK here. Okay. But then what? But Ed doesn't even see anything. So, guys, it's the beauty of technology. But we got it recorded, and I can always, David, if you need it again, I can record it. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Just want to check.
Thank you. No, thank you. I hope you're enjoying it, by the way. Even with the delay. Okay. So then there's VHT. VHT. This one is interesting, potentially, but it's got to do a breakout. It's got to do what it needs to do. Now, did you notice earlier in my other charts, I had XLV, which Healthcare Select Spider, and it also had shrinking retracements, etc. Well, look at this one here. This one's popped out today, and this is the Vanguard version of that. Retracements, there you go, and this one's consolidating, and it's got this. So this might be interesting. Again, not a recommendation. But this is kind of setup that we look for, the kind that I showed you earlier on, and you wanted to know, how do you find them? I click a button and I find them like that. Now, there's a couple more I want to show you today. And again, I go back to that, if you can't pick stocks, you're never going to be able to trade options. So step number one for stock picking, if for options trading, is pick stocks, know what to do. But I want to keep things very simple for you today because, you know, I wrote the book, Options Made Easy. I wrote the book, The Bible of Options Strategies. They're all bestsellers. But, and we can do four-legged strategies, three-legged strategies. We can do all those kind of things. We can leg in, leg out. I can do all that for you. But what I really want to do is get you to think about your stock picking first, because then you can keep things really simple. Now, what if you could do something really, really cool where you could find stocks that were doing these big money footprints? Oh, how long does it take to learn the system? About not long. Not, it's really easy. Going back, what if you could find stocks, now I've got your attention, that were doing big money footprint things and had low implied volatility, which means decent leverage and lots of liquidity in there as well? What if you could do that? Who would like that combination of that? And that's before we get into really funky option strategies and bull put spreads and this and all the other kind of stuff, which we can do as well, but separately. What if you could find those? Okay, well, you can. And you can because it's all in here. So in our filters, I have filters which are for low implied volatility or what we call smart leverage stocks. Now, you just apply that filter, and it's also in what we call the fast filters, which is basically preloaded for you, and you can make your own ones up as well, okay? What if you could say, I want shrinking retracements with bullish smart leverage? That would be fun. Well, guess what? I did something like that earlier for you, and I found a couple that might be interesting for you here. Bank of America. Now, Bank of America has crossed and hold a key level, hence that pattern recognition. It is forming a flag, hence that pattern recognition there. Nice to see pattern recognition on your charts, isn't it? It's got OVI, which is that one. It bounced up a little bit after earnings. That's the earnings bell. And this might, and I say might just be interesting, but the reason I've actually really flagged that for you is because of this. Look how low the implied volatility is. That means that even with a deep in the money option, you're going to get some really nice leverage with this. And again, go quality, not quantity on this kind of stuff. Okay. So that's going to be good value and loads of liquidity for you as well. Here's another one. This is Citizens. Now, this was one that we've had for some time. If I look at the profile here, you can actually see when I've actually, you know, already picked this one out. So that's only on the 7th. Now, this one is actually an interesting one because this one has had shrinking retracements and has had a big change in OVI behavior and a nice move as well. What makes it very interesting, of course, is that it is a regional banking stock. And obviously, they took an absolute beating back in March, didn't they? And some of them went out of business. So Citizens, which is actually the one that has taken, I think Citizens is the one that took over Silicon Valley Bank, is making something of a recovery. And look what's happening here with the OVI. The OVI is turning before earnings and it's crossing and holding, it's consolidating. You know, these people thought that it was going to have a decent earnings and it had a decent earnings. So you see some naughty stuff sometimes with all this as well. But interestingly, it's now getting lower and lower volatility, only 32 implied vol, which isn't bad. It's quite good value. Now, Comcast is one. I think I might have mentioned that earlier. I already went through this one with you. But again, I mention it here again because the implied vol is low on this one, or certainly was at sub 20. It's still sub 30 right now. And we were picking it out, you know, around the beginning of there, about the beginning of July. So then there's CNC. So what you get to see here is if you can find good quality, you've already seen this one. So, but again, it's got fairly low implied vol. You get decent leverage on this one. You can also specify if you want certain liquidity as well. But imagine that you can stick to a strategy, find these stocks where the weight of evidence seems to be suggesting that buyers are taking control, or on the bearish side, sellers are taking control, and you can get them with good value options. I'm not going to say cheap, I say good value, and bags of liquidity as well, so you're not going to get stuffed if something goes wrong. Johnson & Johnson, that's been on our radar recently as well. You can see I've been looking at Johnson & Johnson for quite some time, and especially from mid-June, then it popped down. Well, it didn't break out of this one, but then it did, you know, just literally in the last few days. But look, the shrinking retracements are there, and you're thinking, how on earth do you find these things? Well, with great difficulty, but that's what we specialize in. You know, we have a whole quant rig. We have a quant team and a quant rig, and we can find stuff that no one else can find, okay? So this is pretty cool. You can see here with Johnson & Johnson that sellers seem to be running out of steam, and then the options buyers are getting interested, and then later the stock buyers are getting in. Okay, but we're seeing this way in advance that there's a possibility that something might happen on that one. Now, it didn't consolidate particularly well for us, unfortunately. Would have been nice if it kind of went sideways here and then popped, but we could already see this. We're already talking about it. JP Morgan. Now, with this one here, again, we've been talking about it for a little bit, beginning of the month around here, and it's popped nicely. Again, options traders liked it, and it was exhibiting various bits and pieces, including the very enigmatic shrinking retracements as well. So again, low implied vol, sub 20 in this case, bags of leverage. If it breaks out, bags of leverage. That little move here is enormous here, from 146, 147 to 158 is actually a really big leverage move. And I'm going to show you in a minute exactly what I mean by this. This is Kinder Morgan. A lot of people weren't interested in this a little while, you know, at the beginning of the month. But we thought at the beginning of the month, if it broke out, it could be quite interesting. It's got a little bit, nothing particularly special. Now, there is something I want to show you here. There's another stock I want to show you. There's two more stocks I want to show you, and I will. And this is Weyerhaeuser is one of them, I'm pretty sure. Let's do this. I can show you my journal. There you go. So I'm just going to pop this in another watch list. There you go. I'm going to just do that. Very easy to use this, by the way. Incredibly easy to use this. So I want to show you two more. Weyerhaeuser. Let's just refresh that list. And I hope this has been enjoyable for you, by the way, because it's enjoyable for me. But I want to show you a couple of things in this one. So I want to show you Westinghouse. So yeah, that's Westinghouse and Weyerhaeuser as well. So let's just pop that away. Now, you'll notice that I wrote a note on July the 13th. This is my journal. I got a little journal application here. I can journal my trades and journal my thoughts and notes on this. Now, this was a situation here. Let's just have a look at the structure of what was going on with this particular stock. So this is Westinghouse. You don't really think about it. And let's just put on the implied volatility as well. And you can see that it had shrinking retracements. So there and there. And then you can see the big move. And you can see the OVI change to positive. And you can see a consolidation there and there. And you're thinking, this could be interesting for us, right? That was then, not now, then, right here, middle of June. Okay, so let's have a look. Did I see it in the middle of June? Well, I sure did on the 24th. Not only once, but I then put my thumbs up on it as well. Where's the 24th of June? Well, it's right here. That's the 22nd, that's the 23rd, and that's the weekend. So it's literally bang in here, okay, before it breaks out. And I'm saying this ticks the boxes, but also look at this. It's got low implied vol as well. So there's a note that I wrote on this subsequent because it was really important. So let's have a look. the 75 delta, big, deep in the money, October calls in here on the around the 24th of June, around there, are up. That's before today, because this is today right now, right? So by July the 15th, which is in here, the 75 delta October calls, so well in the money, were up by 30%, while the stock was only up by 7.6%. Now, this is the power of a great setup with a good stock, with lots of liquidity and low implied vol. See how powerful that can be. And by the way, that's up a ton more now with this latest breakout. Just give me a wave if that makes sense. So I can give you, I can show you, I can teach you. I've got the software for all the complicated stuff, right? I've got it all. In fact, I'll show you it in just a minute. But right now, let's talk about finding great stocks and combining that with really, really cool, you know, low implied vol, smart leverage stocks. I didn't do a diagonal on Westing. So whoever's saying I did a diagonal, I didn't do a diagonal. You could do one, but I'm just talking about long call on this one. I'll show you one more, and then I'm going to show you something else, and then I'm going to wrap up. This is Weyerhaeuser. And when I was mentioning Weyerhaeuser to my team and my members, I was going, boring Weyerhaeuser, but something's going on here. There's the shrinking retracements. By the way, if you need that, you can see it because it's actually wrong. Oh, pressed the wrong button there. What's going on? Sorry about that. I've really, really messed that up. Let's put that one again. Okay. So here's Weyerhaeuser. You can see the shrinking retracements there. That's them there. And then it goes up through key levels, consolidates, bags of volume, a little bit of OVI, not amazing, but a little bit of OVI, and we're ready to go. Okay. If it breaks out, this could be really interesting to us. Well, let's have a look at actually what happened on this one. The note for Weyerhaeuser is that the January 2024, 70 deltas, so still deep in the money and long-term, longish term, are up between 80 to 100% from this breakout here, okay, to July the 23rd. So 85, call it, percent, when the stock rose by what, 13%? Huge leverage. And you can see that also in here because there was good value to be had. Look at how low that was, 20 implied vol, smart leverage, a good setup, lots of liquidity. I want to show you one more thing, actually. I'm going to just put one more in here. I'm going to put STZ in there, Constellation Brands. I want to show you something in this one as well. This is pretty cool. On June the 2nd, right here, there was a note in the press. You can go and look it up, saying unusual options activity for Constellation Brands. And of course, it has gone up since. But let me tell you when we found it. We had it here. That's when the OVI started moving, miles ahead in this particular case. Where we would trade it, we'd actually trade it here after earnings. So that's another whole thing. Now, let me just show you one or just one other thing very quickly. If you want complex, I can give you complex because we have what's called an analyzer. And with the analyzer, we can analyze any strategy you want. So novice, intermediate, advanced, expert. So we can do anything. We can analyze it. We can see the risk profiles. We can make up our own strategies right next to the chart as well. We can do all that. But guys, learn how to pick stocks first. Learn how to get confidence in that first, because I think you're going to find that that's going to be really useful for you. Now, what we're going to do now is I'm going to wrap up. So just to get you a little bit more about me and us, we are Wise Traders. We are real people. We're committed to you. We are very, very good at what we do. We're unique. We have patents. We have all kinds of things that people don't do. And we keep things simple as well. And obviously, we have our own platform as well. But this is our team, Harold and Sid and Matt and Hannah and the tech team. We've got Michael, Charlie, Paul and Jay and the support and mentoring with Glenn and Chloe in the mentoring as well. And then we've got comms as well. And me and my quant team who remain under in the shadows, as it were. Now, today, the only thing I can offer you is a waiting list. So if you go to bit.ly/VIP waiting, do that. We'll send you something. We'll also talk with you as well, and we'll get you on the waiting list. Because if you liked what you saw today and you want to simplify things, get more confidence, get rid of all that other, you know, conspiracy theories, speculation about the economy and what the Senate's doing and all these other things. If you want to simplify your life, get the confidence in, save time, apply focus. If that resonates with you, then go there. Very quickly on the trade plan, by the way, because that's important as well. It's dead simple, but it's really important. First of all, you have to have the right setup. Second of all, you have to have the right entry protocol, so it puts you in control. Third, you want to defend your profits early. Anyone who says, I only trade when I can get a 4-to-1 reward risk ratio, they're talking nonsense. You've got to protect your profits early. Statistically, if you do that, you'll end up with a much better record. So don't be ambitious or greedy with your profit target. It's the rule number one. If you obey that rule, you will be much further ahead. It's better to take a profit for your psychology and for your win rate and et cetera, I'll go into that another time. And then there's another protocol that we have in the trade plan that if a stock does get to the first profit target and keeps going, then there's a protocol to keep going with it. So you get the windfall as well if it goes to a windfall situation. So with Sarepta, we've got all those lovely big money footprints in there. And the entry part is all about being in control. That would be sort of like that. And then defending the profits early would be when it makes a modest profit. Okay, not a huge profit, a modest one. Because if it makes a modest profit, it can still keep on going. You only have to sell half your position or raise your stop. That's kind of the protocol that we have. And once it starts to go, then there's a protocol as well of how to shadow that stock as it goes up. So you can make a windfall with it. And everything is enshrined in any case in terms of the evidence of a logical, testable, proven system based in common sense, logic, and mathematics as well, which is all done for you. So that's what we are. That's what we do. We make life a lot easier for you. We do simplify things for you. We have an amazing platform, by the way, which makes life really, really easy for you. And it makes trading more fun. But the link to go to is bit.ly/VIP waiting. We'd love to see you there. We can obviously help you even when you're just on the waiting list. And that's just about it. David, I think I've got there just in the nick of time. And by the way, you don't even need the, I think if you just do bit.ly/VIP waiting, I think that'll probably do it as well. If I spell it right, that is something like that. So David's got it right. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope it was a bit different. Hope you don't.